Terrorism has become the challenge and the calling of our generation, said Michael Chertoff, the new secretary of the United States Department of Homeland Security, during his recent swearing-in ceremony. Created just over 2 years ago, the department is charged with protecting the United States from conventional and unconventional attacks, as well as natural disasters. It coordinates the work of 22 different government agencies and about 180,000 employees, and has a budget of more than $30 billion a year. Michael Heyman, director of the Homeland Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, says the Homeland Security Department is charged with protecting the main infrastructure, such as energy, water, industry, communications, and transportation. It has additional tasks.
The department has a particular function for providing funding to states and cities to prepare against terrorist attacks. It provides some funding for specific cities that might be at particular risk of terrorist attack.
Those cities and states considered to be at more risk are entitled to more funds. Thus, there is special funding for the region of the national capital, a likely terrorist target. Some grants go to so-called first responders, such as police and firefighters, to develop means of dealing with chemical, biological, nuclear, and radiological attacks. Other funds are used to anticipate and treat illness resulting from such attacks. David Heyman says the department is also attempting to educate the general public on how to recognize and deflect acts of terrorism. As a result, he says, America is now better prepared for a possible attack than it was in 2001.
There is no question that the department has raised the awareness to the American citizens of the threat. They've developed systems for which the state and local governments can coordinate if there is an attack. There are initiatives to protect containers, for example, from coming into this country containing material or people that might be harmful to us. New systems for the flow of citizens or visitors into this country, border security. There are a number of initiatives that are underway.
But critics say America remains vulnerable. In a recent issue of the Atlantic Monthly magazine, former presidential anti-terrorism advisor Richard Clark describes a variety of attacks that could occur in this decade. They might be suicide bombers blowing themselves up in Las Vegas and Atlantic City casinos, simultaneous bombings of large shopping malls across America, or assaults on crowded underground trains and chemical, biological, and nuclear facilities, or cyber attacks on crucial American financial institutions. Large installations are reasonably protected, says Daniel Hamilton, professor of international studies at Johns Hopkins University. The greater danger stems from smaller, potentially lethal attacks for which Americans are not prepared.
The anthrax envelopes that were discovered in the U.S. Senate some years ago each had spores to kill, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. It's different than a ballistic missile or a nuclear bomb. These are things that could be in a briefcase.
Professor Hamilton says with the availability of hazardous material, one determined individual could wreak havoc almost any place, any time, at the cost of countless lives. There is also the matter of long stretches of unguarded U.S. borders.
We have thousands of miles of coastland that are really not well protected, and one cannot protect, you know, every single square mile. A key to look is where choke points might be. Where are areas of transportation, for instance, where key nodes of the economy funnel? Where does the containers come from abroad? What ports? How secure are those?
Millions of containers still reach United States shores without a thorough examination of their contents. Yes, much remains to be done, says David Heyman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies. But then much has been accomplished. At least America has learned the lesson of the 9/11 disaster. Don't ignore warnings or take any safety for granted. For Focus, I'm Zlatica Hoke.